Even though thousands of cargo ships pass through Alaska waters every year, most of that traffic passes through pretty quietly. That's in part because Alaska requires marine pilots on board many of these vessels to help their captains navigate dangerous situations. The pilots operating out of the port of Dutch Harbor have a particularly challenging job. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has this profile of one of Unalaska's longest-serving pilots.
Over the past two decades, Pete Garay has navigated some very big ships through Unalaska's waters in a very understated way.
We're kind of like valet car parkers.
Garay works for the Alaska Marine Pilots, a group that's tasked with safely maneuvering foreign flag ships and supersized vessels into the port of Dutch Harbor. Garay's metaphor is actually sort of perfect. Once vessels get close to their destination, the marine pilots are delivered over and then take control from the captain, basically taking the keys from them. Garay says it's a lot easier than working on an oil tanker or aboard a factory trawler like he did in his youth.
That was real hard work, 18, 20 hours a day on the back deck, waist deep in either a pile of shrimp or rockfish, or down in the hold back in the day before we had refrigeration, we had to use ice. And the captain I worked with was too cheap to buy new ice each trip, so we'd have to go down and chip and break and smash the ice each time we pulled a tow up. So I'd see the ships going back and forth going, boy, that would be good. How do I get from here over to there?
Of course, the job isn't as effortless as Gray makes it sound. Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin works closely with the pilots, and she says they're a major reason why marine traffic runs so smoothly in an area with such treacherous waters.
The pilots out here are probably, in my opinion, some of the most taxed, if you will, in terms of what they deal with for weather conditions and judgment calls. You know, if they're moving vessels in and out of the Puget Sound, you're going to have some lousy weather days, but you're not going to have the same judgment calls that you have to make here, you know, virtually October through April.
Garay is one of the island's oldest marine pilots, and this month he made his last trip through Unalaska Bay. While he's not retiring, he is relocating to South Central Alaska, where he can keep doing this job all while being closer to his family. In his 22 years in Unalaska, Garay was able to see how the groundfish boom affected the port, help implement marine safety policy, and take the lead on a few big adventures. Most recently, he was a pilot aboard the tanker Renda, which made headlines when it transported much-needed fuel to iced-in Nome. He says that was a difficult journey, and not just because of the ice. There was also the lack of creature comforts.
The Russians are very Spartan ships. They don't have a lot of amenities. So I had borscht three times a day, but I like borscht. You know, I'm Hungarian. I'm used to soup. So that was good.
Then again, the Renda wasn't without some perks.
They had a sauna, and that was really killer. I'll tell you, it's an experience to go from 140 degrees to minus 60.
The journey aboard the Renda took about 2 weeks and was done in some of the worst conditions Garay had ever seen. The weather was foul, and the ice sheets were as tall as any human being. He says that having a pilot aboard helped facilitate communications between the U.S. Coast Guard and the Russian crew aboard the Renda. Having a pilot on for the whole journey instead of just the last leg provided further insurance against a potential disaster, Garay says.
That's called sleeve oil, keeping a little extra up your sleeve. It's an engineer term of art to make sure you've always got a little extra on your side. Well, when they proposed the Renda voyage to Nome, we weren't going in springtime or at the end of winter, like now with the ice breaking up. We're going in the absolute worst possible time.
While Garay was a fisherman before becoming a marine pilot, he was nearly a lawyer before that. He majored in political science in college, and he mentions that the education proved useful when helping coordinate the Renda trip. Garay says that while it's an unlikely background for a marine pilot to have, it's one that's helped him often.
Every day. I love politics. There are a lot of politics involved with business of safety, if you will.
Beyond aiding him with Russian-American relations, Garay's political background also enabled him to help shape marine policy in the Aleutians. He worked with Unalaska Mayor Shirley Marquardt in lobbying for an emergency mooring buoy, and he was also involved in the creation of the emergency towing system, which makes it easier to rescue distressed vessels. Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin says that Unalaska's waters would look a lot different if Garay and other marine pilots weren't around.
From a historical standpoint, we would be missing a lot of the safety factors that we have in place right now, inclusive of, you know, severe weather anchoring and ETS programs and, you know, certain best practices that are followed because of their knowledge of maneuvering vessels in and out of here.
Garay says that there's plenty more work to be done, especially with Unalaska likely to develop into a major oil and gas hub. And he adds that the other marine pilots will continue to find ways to handle increased vessel traffic. He sees support expanding over the next decade, and he says he'll miss the chance to see Unalaska's marine facilities grow.
I'm a wharf rat. That's what I love about the Aleutians. I love just being on the waterfront, and I don't have to wear a suit and tie to work.
Garay will continue his piloting career in Homer, where, he says, he will continue to avoid wearing suits. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.